So now how to avoid or how to address those biases, those ethical issues with machine learning and artificial intelligence on the international level, but also on the level of the national countries, national states, there is a huge debate going on how to establish a system which would govern, which would regulate the usage of the artificial intelligence in society, and of course for the impacts which is having this technology for the society. And the main question here are who is responsible if something happens with the artificial intelligence, something goes wrong, if there are errors. So who is responsible, accountable for the results of the artificial intelligence use? How to deal when there is an accident, if there is a wrong diagnostic, or if someone is being discriminated because of the artificial intelligence. At the UNESCO, this is the United Nations agency, is working very actively on policy proposal how to frame the governing of the artificial intelligence. And they provided a set of policy proposals, 10 policy proposals, which are dealing with the different aspects of the governing the artificial intelligence. Now I will briefly present those aspects, which I think are very important and also can be used as a guideline for understanding what we as a society and as individuals have to be aware when thinking about the artificial intelligence impact on the society. First of all, the first aspect which is important is that the artificial intelligence is promoting diversity and inclusiveness, meaning that the artificial intelligence have to function in terms to combat of culture and societal stereotypes and inequalities. This is important to these biases when the machine learning patterns, some in case that they are based on the poor data, they can often discriminate and they can also enforce the already existing stereotypes. This is, for example, with these facial recognition artificial systems, which are already scientifically proven that they are more often biased towards the colorful faces than to the white faces. Then the second important aspect is the impact of the artificial intelligence on the economy, on the employment. There are different interpretations how the artificial intelligence applications will contribute to losing particular jobs. Many there are going to be some jobs that are not going to be necessary anymore, and this is going to have an impact on the different working groups. And artificial intelligence, especially AI-driven economy, should take into the account upskilling and reskilling measures that will enable workers or employees who are going to be affected by the negatively by the artificial intelligence, that they still remain a part of the labor market. Then the third important thing is addressing societal and economic impact of AI, meaning that the artificial intelligence shouldn't generate monopolies in terms of research, technology, data, or the market, that not some specific stakeholders or countries or regions are going to benefit from this technology, but the humankind as a whole. Also then a logical view is also impact on culture and on the environment, meaning that the artificial intelligence is not having negative effect on the culture, diversity, development, heritage, and also on the environment. And then is a set of four or five views, which are actually all dealing with the artificial intelligence ethic. The artificial intelligence ethic is very important in terms of creating a value-based background on which we develop the artificial intelligence. And there are those aspects of ethics which are relating to the education and awareness, meaning that artificial intelligence should be taught in schools and universities so that the students and schoolers can get familiar with the artificial intelligence technology and what is this relationship between the technological and societal domains. Then also very important is the view on the ethics of the artificial intelligence research, meaning that that there is research, especially in the private sector, which is being funded by the private money, that is taking into account the social responsibility, also the benefits of the research in terms of the humankind, not only the market and for profit interest. Then is the also an important aspect of ethical use, i.e. in development, meaning that the artificial development should strive to provide platforms that allow international cooperation on AI development, meaning that not the AI development is just for the rich countries, but also that those developments are also applied in the poorer countries, which are not so rich. And from this is very important aspect is that we create a kind of international cooperation on the artificial intelligence ethic. For example, UNESCO forum is a very good example of this, when different countries with different stakeholders are discussing about the artificial intelligence future and how to govern it in terms of ethic and value for the development of the society. And from this, it is very important that there is also a kind of governance mechanism which oversees the development of the artificial intelligence on the global level in terms of inclusiveness, transparency, check and balances are very important, and also multilateral cooperation. These governance mechanisms are referring to the digital ecosystem for the artificial intelligence, which includes infrastructure, digital technologies, knowledge sharing options, and especially cooperation with different stakeholders, that they have voice and they can share their considerations and concerns how to develop artificial intelligence for the future.